the experiences I've had, the messages that have come through the board and through channeling, and literally scores of amazing coincidences that have happened, have all been like a connect-the-dots picture. And over the years, you know, being a journalist, I research and I put things together, and the dots go together. There's a compact whole. And when I started this process back in 1986, I was completely agnostic. And seeing this happen and knowing that these coincidences could not simply be coincidence, there's got to be some guiding force behind them, it turned me into a religious person.
Well, as you know, I don't believe in coincidences. I think there's synchronicity, and I think things happen for a reason.
Right.
And yes, there's chance and luck, but I think by and large, things happen because they're supposed to.
I agree with you.
Now, some of these messages, I hope everybody's sitting down for this, because you, in some of the messages of past lives, got some very interesting comments about yourself, did you not?
Well, right out of the gate, the first thing that the messages started to tell us way back in 86 was that my friend Roslyn and I are the reincarnated Adam and Eve.
Okay. Now,
if I had a dollar for
everyone, I want to talk to you about this,
who's been told they're Adam and Eve, I'd be a lot better off than I am. You take it with a grain of salt, and you keep going. You keep investigating.
So I may be talking to the reincarnated first man on this planet.
Well, you know, when I wake up in the morning, sometimes I feel like the oldest man on the planet.
All right. So let's assume for a moment you're Adam.
Okay.
And Rosalind's out there somewhere, right? Eve is around there.
I believe she's listening to this very broadcast.
All right. Hello, Eve. And she may call for an apple. You never know.
You never know.
Okay. Now, in the past life, what did you say for the regressionist to say, Howard, this is who we think you might be? How did this come about?
The past life regression that I went to at the very, very beginning did not bring me back to Adam and Eve.
Okay.
It showed me someone living in what I take to be the 1800s in the United States.
Okay. How did the past life of Adam and Eve come about? How did you know?
Well, the entities on the board just out and told us that that's who we were. They went on to tell us that neither of us will die. We will be zapped up to heaven alive, just like Elijah the prophet in the Bible and like Enoch in the Bible. And they told us that we're here for a reason, to play a role in the coming drama to unfold.
Do you believe this?
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. That's the question people ask me the most. Do you really believe this stuff? I know that all these coincidences that I and other people have seen happen, they've happened independent of me and my friends, independent of the Ouija board. They're real. They happened. And, you know, the famous Scottish philosopher David Hume said, no testimony is sufficient to establish a miracle unless its falsehood would be more miraculous than the fact it endeavors to establish. In other words, sometimes it's harder not to believe than to believe.
I've got to tell you, Howard, of the thousands of people I've interviewed in my career, you are the very first to ever say that you were once Adam.
Well, I can't take credit for it. I just wrote it down.
And you believe these messages? How do you know they weren't trying to distort you or trick you?
Well, they may indeed have been trying. However, again, the reason I knew that this was a real phenomenon rather than just some trickster spirits talking to us on the board, is that they jumped off the board and into real life. And so coincidences at work, in other people's lives, coincidences in my life story, my history, they all followed this pattern, and they all could not have been the result of some wise guy stiff talking to us on the Ouija board. Couldn't have been. They could not do that.
So assuming the soul continues on and gets reincarnated, the soul of Adam, the Adam we know about, the Adam we've read about, it's your soul.
If this stuff is to be believed, yes.
If it's to be believed.
Right.
This is absolutely amazing. It's preposterous, but it's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. And it took me many, many years to wrap my brain around this. You know, when you study religion, there's an ancient legend that says when the ark was built and it started raining, Noah stood outside the ark until the water was up to his nose, because up until it reached his nose, he still didn't believe it was really going to happen. You know, I've had one eye on this stuff, believing it, because I can't deny the coincidences. On the other hand, I look at it as a rational person, and I think, nah, come on, this couldn't possibly be real. And so I've got that double vision for 20 years now, and as much as I know that these things actually happened, there's a part of me that just will not embrace it.
Well, we'll open up the phone lines next hour, and we'll get a full array of what people believe on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Howard, do you have any past recollections of being Adam? Does it come to you in a dream state? Do you know where the Garden of Eden might have been? Anything like that?
Well, I grew up in Brooklyn, so that would be my first choice.
Mm.
But as a matter of fact, I did have a couple of, I don't know, you call them visions or things that you see in your mind's eye, and they're very unusual. For example, as Adam, I had a picture of walking through this lush garden and finding an animal on the floor that had been slaughtered. And there's nothing in the Bible that would lead you to believe that there was someone else in the garden who might have killed and cut up an animal.
That's a good point.
But there it was. You know, if I was simply reproducing the Bible account, I wouldn't have come up with something like that. I saw another picture of me sitting in a stream, in a warm stream on a rainy day. Now, why would I picture that as Adam? In a third instance, I could see myself and Eve walking, and I presume it was leaving the Garden of Eden. And over my head, I could hear chatter as if there was a radio on in the background, and I could sense that there was someone or something above us. Now, back when this was happening, back in 1986, I had never cracked open a Bible. I didn't know that there was an angel with a flaming sword chasing Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden, and yet that's what this appears to be.
Why do you believe the soul of Adam, the very first human, why is it reincarnating? Why hasn't it gone on to that other level, that plane?
Well, it may indeed have gone on to another plane. What the messages tell us is that my friend Rosalind and I have been reincarnated several times, and each time in some kind of integral role to help guide, if you will, history in a certain path. You know, Judaism talks about tikkun olam, perfecting or repairing the world. And I think that what the plan is, according to the messages and the coincidences, is that the world's got to get back to a state of Eden, a state like the Garden of Eden. It's got to perfect itself by bringing mankind to a new level of awareness. And certainly there are many traditions that say this.